إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى, the ayah which is probably repeated the most in the Quran is the ayah in Surah Ar-Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the ni'amat of your Rabb will you deny? I remind myself and you, the issue of denying of the ni'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ibrahim where he said, وَلَيْنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And the one who denies, and if you deny my ni'amat, then beware that my punishment is severe. The reason I'm saying is that because it has become the custom of the Muslims that almost the first word out of our mouths is a word of kufran and ni'mat, is a word of complaint. Almost invariably, anyone you ask, generally if you ask him, you know, how is everything? And almost the first, just ask this question and see, test it out today. Just ask people, how's everything? Almost invariably, Allah Allah illa mashallah, but almost invariably, you will hear a word of complaint. And somebody will say, oh, but it's very hot. Or they will say some other thing. Or there's no power. Yeah? We are living in a country where today is supposed to be, these days supposed to be the worst of the power cuts. Right? And we don't have power for 2 hours a day. Our next door neighbor in Pakistan, they have power for 2 hours a day. There is no power for 22 hours a day. Yeah? Huh? We are talking about heat. You go to Kuwait, you put a thermometer outside, the thermometer will burst. Literally. This friend of mine tells me, I put a thermometer outside, it burst. Because it just, the mercury just went through and, you know, broke the glass. I was going yesterday in the evening somewhere, and our driver took a turn through some, it was a road, pretty wide road if you look at it, because it went to the road. And on one side there were these function places, marriage halls. And right opposite that, on the road, on the side of the road, there are huts made of plastic. You know, that blue plastic which they used to cover buildings, construction buildings. Huts made of plastic, there were at least maybe about 12 or 15 huts made of plastic. There are women and children sitting on the ground. There are dogs and pigs running between those huts. And there is slush, and if a car passes, the slush falls onto the hut. Anyway, Toli Chowki ke pas. Just off the main road of Toli Chowki. Right? They are also human beings. And they are living there. And obviously those huts have no electricity, there is no toilet, there is no water supply, there is no nothing. But they are people, they are human beings, they are living there. Literally on the border, I mean they literally don't know whether tomorrow morning they will be alive or not alive. They are also human beings. Whereas our major challenge is which sofa should I sit in? Or should I turn on the AC or should I not turn on the AC? And these are our decisions in our life. I remember my mother used to tell us a story when we were very small. She used to say that there was this king who decided to go on a cruise. So he took all his courtiers and all of them with him. So as they were going in the ship, one of those courtiers started moaning and groaning and saying, oh my God, where are we? We are in the ship. We are going to drown and, you know, this will happen and that will happen. And he made a big racket. So the king called his minister and he told him, tie a rope around his waist and throw him into the water. So they tied a rope around his waist and they threw him into the water. And they dragged him behind the ship for some time. Right? So he drank a lot of salt water in and out of the water. So then they pulled him up back again. And after that, the man sat absolutely silently for the rest of the voyage. No problem. Because he realized what does it actually mean to drown. He was sitting comfortably in the ship and he was making all this big noise. Oh my God, we will drown and so on. So the king said, give him a taste of what is actually drowning. Don't let him die, but you know, let him go 3-4 times inside. Then he understands what is the meaning of drowning. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to give us a taste of that before we start appreciating what He has given us. Huh? SubhanAllah, just think about that. Seriously, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically. I have mentioned it so many times. I've told people, make a list, sit down with a sheet of paper and write down on it. What do I have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? One by one, literally write down. If you are a child and your parents are alive, just looking at your father with love, with respect, just looking, you have not done anything, you have not even said Assalamu Alaikum. Just looking at your father with love and with respect, you get the reward of one Hajj. Zara idhar dekho. Hoga Hajj, inka. Aur ikko dekho. Seriously bol raha hu. And if you are a father, if you are a father, be grateful that you have a son who is in the same city, who is in the same house, who is with you, mashallah, who is religious, who makes dua for you, who is there to serve you. Because there are other fathers who are fathers whose children are, for good reason, I mean, not that they are neglecting their parents and they've gone away only to neglect, no. For good reasons, they've got careers, this, that and so on, children are living abroad. Once in a year, your son comes home or your daughter comes home for a few days. Alhamdulillah, it's very nice. My son came and so on and so forth. But in your heart of hearts, you would, especially as we grow older, it would be nicer if they were here nearby. But you know and I know, and may Allah protect us from that, how many people are there in the city today who really literally need their children. They physically need their children. Alhamdulillah, the children are good children. They send money. So if they are not leaving their parents high and dry, they send money. So the parents have, there's a car and there's a driver and there are servants and so on and so forth. But you go there and ask that mother, ask that father, which would you rather have? Your son or your daughter here with you or the servants and so on, which is better? What are they going to say? We must actually thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, it is your karam and it is your rahmah that you have given us this. And I'm just giving you this example of fathers and sons because we have fathers and sons sitting here. But I'm saying this is true for everything. Not only fathers and sons, literally. Alhamdulillah, we live in a place where quite literally, without exaggeration, we don't have to lift a finger to do anything. Isn't it true? We do not have to. Ek ungli uthane ki zarurat hai. Your whole house will run like clockwork without you even saying anything. And we are not kings. We are not kings. We are not, it's not because we are such hugely wealthy people, billionaires, nothing. We are normal, ordinary, middle class people. But Alhamdulillah, thanks to the fact that we live in this city, in this country, we have people who will come and do things for us. Alhamdulillah, and they do a very good job. They treat us like their own family. They actually are concerned. They take care of us and so on and so forth. How much of gratitude do we have for that? Sure, we're giving them a salary, but more than that, what do we do? Do we thank them? Do we say something good to them? I'm saying seriously, we have to think about these things. We can't just leave them and take them for granted. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ayat of the Quran is repeated so many times. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ How many times? One of my very, very dear nephews, he tells me my Aadha Surah Rahman jaad kar liya. He said, I memorized half of Surah Rahman. So I said, very good, fantastic, I said, recite it for me. He said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So I said, that's one ayah. He said, that's half the Surah. So, it's repeated so many times that half the Surah Ar-Rahman is Fabi Ayya Ala Irabbikuma Tukadiban. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding again and again and again? Because this is a problem. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned the other ayah in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us of His punishment. And seriously, just think about, I want to end with this, just think about this. The first thing that happens when you say something ungrateful about a ni'mat of Allah is the enjoyment is taken away from that. Enjoyment goes from that. For example, if you buy a new car and somebody congratulates you, mashallah, nice car. And you say, it's only a Ritz. So finish. The joy of that Ritz is gone. So the moment you say something ungrateful, the enjoyment of that thing is taken away. So that's the beginning of the whatever punishment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives later is a different matter, and we ask Allah to save us and from that punishment. But I'm saying that just that saying something ungrateful removes the happiness, removes the joy, removes the enjoyment from that thing. And that itself is punishment. What else is there? And similarly, shukr, that's the opposite. The moment you are grateful for something, it adds value to that thing. It adds value to that thing. You know, like when we eat food, we say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me food. Imagine, just think how many people have no food. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us food. He's given us choice in food, not just, you know, most of us, Alhamdulillah, we don't just have one roti and one, no, it's several things for every meal. Alhamdulillah. The moment we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, there is enjoyment in that. We have families who care for us. How many of us in our culture, it's common, we take it for granted, but may Allah, we need to make tawbah. How many of us, men, if you come home late, how many of us have wives who have already eaten their food and so on, and when you come home, your wife says, the food is there in the fridge, take it and eat it. Aisa hota hai koi aapke paas? Puri zindagi mein, in your entire life, has it ever happened? And no matter how many times you tell your wife, arey bhai khana kha leo, please don't wait for me, please eat, and all of this you would say. But you will find that when you come home, she has not eaten, she will put out the food for you, she will warm the food for you, and then she will sit there and eat. How many of us have the decency to thank her for it? I'm seriously saying, this is a matter of decency. How many of us have the decency to say, thank you very much, you have honored me, even though I told you not to do it, I still tell you don't do it, but the fact that you did it. And if you think I'm exaggerating, all you need to do is you know, go to the West and see what happens. And it's not that they are bad wives or they are evil women. No. That is the culture in that place. The culture is very simple. Food has been made. It is there in the fridge. You want to eat, take it out, warm it. There is a microwave, right? You are not mentally retarded. You are not paralyzed. Go do it. You want me to wait up for you and heat the food for you? You know, you are on some trip or something. Are you on drugs? What's wrong with you? I mean, this is a dream. That is the culture. That is the culture. Whereas here, Alhamdulillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a culture of subjugation. It's not a culture of, you know, we don't treat our women as slaves. No. It is the love for the husband. It is the honor for the husband. It is the honor for the wife. This is how our families are. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. But we have to be grateful for all this. We must thank, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very clearly, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. The one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. Has not thanked Allah. So it's not sufficient for you simply to say Alhamdulillah, and then you never say anything to the people who are the source of that goodness for you. Whether it's your husband, whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, whether it's your servants, whoever it is. It is necessary also to tell them. And I always tell people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that the one who, وَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who is grateful, I will increase the ni'mah on him. Sometimes we say, no, don't they know? Doesn't Allah know? Why is Allah saying you should be grateful? To be grateful, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign of ubudiyat. It's a sign of the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a question of saying, does Allah know or does Allah not know? It's not a question of saying, you know, does my father know? Whether they know or they don't know, that's not your issue. Your issue is, what are you supposed to do? And I am supposed to thank, and I am supposed to be grateful, and I am supposed to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am supposed to be grateful and express that gratitude to the people from whom any goodness comes to me, whatever that might be, big or small. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enhances that goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that love, increases that honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us more and more grateful for all the beautiful things that He has surrounded us with, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve that, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take it away from us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the suffering of all those people who have not been given these things, and to give them things that they will be grateful for. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.